I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level. This is Cocktails and Cockstroking by Quinn Rhodes of onqueerstreet.com, read by Girl on the Net. Your invitation gives you a time, an address, and invites you to a night of debauchery where you can watch cocks being stroked while you sip cocktails. Upon arrival, the invitation grants you admission to a narrow ballroom, or possibly a conference room, with a well-stocked bar on one side and a long, two-way mirror down the other. Cocktails on one side, cocks on the other side, and a splendid night of pervy voyeurism awaiting you. The light in the ballroom is dimmed, but not so much that you can't admire how much everyone's dressed up, in their own kinky ways, as you move through the room. At the bar, you watch an attendant's hands as they mix you a drink and hand it to you with a grin. You sip the cocktail, leaning against the bar and watching women in tight corsets and comfy jeans and leather boots talk about lube and butt plugs and fisting. When you walk over to the two-way mirror, you're not sure why you didn't come here first. Though you suppose if you had, you would never have left and missed out on the innuendo-y named drink that you're holding. The sight before you is breathtaking. The room you're looking into, and you're pretty sure it is just one room, is split into cubicles, each with a bright light hanging over each participant so their every movement can be seen in perfect detail. In the centre of each curtained-off cubicle, there's a tall stool. Extensive research has shown that this half-leaning, half-sitting position gives the best angle for watching them stroke their dicks, which is exactly what they're doing. The cubicles give them a little privacy. They don't have to jerk off in front of each other, even though they're fully on display to all of the guests, but they can hear each other. The guests can hear them too. Instead of soft classical music filling the ballroom, there are grunts and whimpers, and whines and moans, and the delicious sounds of hand on dick. Throughout the evening, there are a stream of men who'll fill these stools and put on a show. Some haven't come in days, and their dicks are hard and red, and their strokes are quick and desperate. Some are wanking more lazily, their enjoyment at playing with themselves clear on their faces. Some have brought lube or cock rings to use, and some are completely naked, while others remain mostly clothed with just their dicks out. And all of them are jerking off for the entertainment and pervy, voyeuristic enjoyment of the guests in the ballroom. From the ballroom, you can see them all, but they can't see you, the enthusiastic perverts who are discussing their cocks. You walk slowly down the room, taking your time to take in every inch of the six guys currently on those stools. The first guy's dick is hard. In fact, it's so hard and shiny that it looks almost painful. A vibrating cock ring sits snugly around his balls and the base of his cock, and it looks like he's been playing with his dick for a really long time. You imagine entering the room and sitting down on his hard cock, riding him until he can't hold it back any longer and comes inside you. The second guy is just getting into position. You watch him hungrily as he rubs at the bulge of his dick through his grey sweatpants. It's such a pleasing shape, and watching him push them down to reveal his half-hard dick is delicious. He's not wearing boxers, and he does something brilliantly filthy when he spits into his own hand and then starts to stroke his cock. He plays with his foreskin, biting his lip a little as he rubs his thumb over the tip. You watch the third guy come, his eyes closed and his head tilted back and his breath coming in jagged gulps. White spunk spills out of his dick over his fingers and he smiles in blissful satisfaction. He pumps his cock a few more times, and you can imagine how good that heavy load of cum would feel splattering onto your tits. The fourth guy's dick is straining against his jeans. He strips fully and you watch his hands as he takes each item off and folds it neatly. He moves indecisive, quick strokes, and you swoon at his tattered forearm with a slight hint of muscle. His cock is thick and he looks like he has the stamina to fuck for a really long time. The fifth guy uses a masturbation sheath, pleasantly translucent, so later you can watch him fill it up with his spunk. He's stroking his cock with focus and determination, leaning forward slightly. His eyes are open and it feels a little as though he's looking directly into you as he jerks off. You blush, even though you know he can't see you, imagining him fucking your mouth as though it's only another toy for him to use to get off. The setup for the guy at the end is a little different. He's buckled into a St. Andrew's cross, spread wide and his dick encased in a fucking machine that's designed to milk the spunk out of him. You watch him come, and after a second, the pleasure and relief on his face is replaced by a look of fear as the machine keeps moving. He moans as it continues to fuck his dick, unrelenting in its mission to rip orgasm after orgasm out of him. His sounds are the ones you find hottest, and for a second you close your eyes and revel in the sounds of pervy voyeurism happening all around you. If you enjoyed that, go and check out more of Quinn's amazing work at onqueerstreet.com or onqueerstreet.com/audioporn if you want to hear more read aloud. And you can, of course, always find more of my stuff and that from other fantastic guest writers at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.